From the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, the first 10 verses. Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho, and there was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head taxman, and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and could not see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree, so he could see Jesus when he came by. And when Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. What business does he have getting cozy with this crook? Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned, and he stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay four times the damages." Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost." Here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this morning. Brothers, sisters in Christ, there are many delightful descriptions of great moments in the Bible. For myself, from time to time, I feel the need to take another walk with Jesus down the Jericho road. You see, it's unsurpassed in description, power, beauty, and message. We know that Jesus was a thorn in the flesh of the Pharisees and church leaders of his time. And they were very articulate about their particular religious prejudices and never hesitate to enforce them. Now, the Pharisees had a long list of prejudices and strict rules against just about everyone but their own sinful lives. It was unbecoming for a Jew to mix with a Samaritan. Jesus crossed that barrier, and a poor Samaritan woman found living water and would never thirst again. It was indecent for a Jew to associate with or even come near a prostitute, unless you were willing to despise and condemn her. Jesus also crossed that barrier, and a broken woman found forgiveness, and more than that, she found a Savior. Have you noticed that there is not a single reference in the Bible where Jesus discriminates against anyone? Not even one reference. So what would Jesus do about Zacchaeus, a known sinner and a publican? Zacchaeus, the head of the tax collectors of the city of Jericho. A short fellow. This Zacchaeus heard that Jesus and some of his followers were going to pass through the city. And Zacchaeus really wanted to see what this so-called prophet looked like. Therefore, he climbed a huge sycamore tree by the roadside to get the best possible view of the master who would soon be passing by. Now, this unpopular fellow had some serious problems with the other Jews in Jericho. And we believe that his conscience must have bothered him quite a bit. Being bothered by your conscience? Have you ever been bothered by your conscience? I certainly have. You know, a certain man told his doctor, "I've been misbehaving, doc. My conscience is bothering me a lot." "So, do you want something to make your willpower stronger?" the doctor asked. "Oh, no, doc. I'm more interested in something to weaken my conscience." Well, Zacchaeus was indeed a hated tax collector. And the righteous people of Israel despised the tax collectors. They looked upon them as traitors to the Jewish cause against their oppressors, the Romans. And in those days, there was good money to be made by any Jew who was willing to collect taxes for the hated Roman conquerors. Zacchaeus was willing, and he did it. Their fat commissions and growing wealth of tax collectors became theirs at the expense of their personal reputations. You could not work for the Romans and remain a friend of the Jews. Their fat commissions and growing wealth, therefore, got them in a lot of trouble with the Jews. And also Zacchaeus' career cost him dearly. The other Jews felt and said so, that he had turned his back on his own people. More than that, they said that he had turned his back to God. So that's the scene. Can you imagine the electricity in the air when Jesus stopped right under the sycamore tree and said, "Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." If ever there was an electric moment, that was it. What would happen? The Bible says that this despised and rejected man did not hesitate for a moment. He hurried down and beckoned Jesus to follow him. So this guilty ex-son of Abram welcomed his unexpected visitor, the Bible says, with joy. And then that meeting, oh, what would I give just to be a fly on the wall to imagine what happened during that meeting with Jesus. Of course, that meeting behind closed doors with Jesus became the highlight of this publican's entire life. And since then, countless millions have discovered that allowing this Jesus into their homes and lives can also be their greatest moment, the greatest moment of their lives. And the Bible says that Zacchaeus found the key to becoming a new person. And in the middle of the meal, he stood up and said, wait, listen, Lord. For it is obvious that Jesus had become his Lord. Something happened. I will give half of all my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will repay him four times over. Wow. Zacchaeus went in. A new man came out after meeting with Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus simply said, "Today, this very day, salvation has come to this house. It's also a theological term. Theologians call this resurrection. Zacchaeus was dead in sin, resurrected into real life through Jesus Christ. Question is now, how did the so-called righteous Jews feel when Jesus entered the house of someone whom they branded to be no longer a son of Abraham? You see, that was their pedigree. Jews said, I'm a son of Abraham. That was the cliche that they used. That's what they bragged about. That's what made them so proud. And Zacchaeus, he may be a Jew, but he is no longer a son of Abraham. And then hear their accusation. Look what he's doing. This man is eating with sinners. Indeed, Jesus does. He eats with sinners. Thank God he does. Anytime a lost, unhappy person who wandered away from God decides to allow Christ into his home and life, Jesus hears that invitation and still gladly walks through the open door. But you and I have to open the door. Today, see, even this morning, centuries later, the Master is still calling us. Hi there, hi there. Come down from your sycamore tree. Come on down. Come on down. We need to talk. So after meeting and eating with Jesus, what did Zacchaeus do? He returned every penny of the money that he had wrongfully grabbed, and he offered, now just tell me anyone, if I had crooked you, I'm going to repay you four times over, and I believe he did. And that's the real test. Maybe the only test. I've seen scores of people in my life declaring, at that moment I met Jesus, at that moment I became a Christian, and nothing happened. Nothing. They just moved on. That's the test. A changed life. Does your relationship with God still make a real difference in the way that you live, associate with others, deal with situations, and relate to the world around you? The entire Jericho story centers on the words with which Jesus reintroduced Zacchaeus to the disgruntled ones. The disgruntled ones who boasted that they were the only sons of Abraham. Us? Yep. We're okay. Them? The finger pointers discovered at that moment that Jesus was pointing a finger at them. In reality, they were the ones who received a call back to God, not only Zacchaeus. We can only conclude by saying your heritage does not determine your relationship with God. Your parents might have been God-fearing, the best in the world. Your ancestry may be a long line of devoted Christians. But that says nothing in Scripture. Your heritage simply does not determine your relationship with God. Zacchaeus found and he received Jesus, and he was no longer lost. That's the message of Scripture. This is what a true son of Abram looks like. Not a finger-pointing Pharisee, but somebody who comes with a broken life and placing it in the hands of a Savior. Your biological bloodline can never determine your relationship with God. So, it does bring up a question. Have you thus far just watched the Master walking by your sycamore tree? Have you seen him come and go many times? Moments when you were close, oh so very close, but nothing happened. Is it possible? Could it be? It's now 2,000 years later. Zacchaeus is just a memory and part of the Bible story. But Jesus is still walking the Jericho road of our lives that never changed. Therefore, a personal invitation. Instead of allowing him to pass by like so many times before, believe me, I speak of experience. Your life can be touched and changed right here, right now. Even today, if you've ignored Jesus so far, watching him from your sycamore tree, I charge you, I beg, now begin and resume your conversation with the Master, and I can guarantee you, your life will never be the same again.